Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And one more time before Christmas, I am going to get a chance to speak to this guy because I should have called him earlier in the weekend. I did not do that. But anyway, joining us again from wherever he is in the world today is from Combat Speed LLC. That is Super Dave Harrington. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Bill. How are you today?
Oh, I'm okay, I guess. I wanted to find out from you.
Yeah.
What, in your opinion, what's in and what's out? Because when I left the military, okay, what was in was the LBE. There was no. I mean, if you issued a sidearm, it either attached to your LBE with what, malice clips or something, and or you wore it on a chest rig, a tanker's rig. And that was pretty much it. That was pretty much all there was, you know. We were still running the A2s. And all was, I guess, as good as it was going to get. And then I got out of the military, and I didn't pay that much attention to it. And then when I came back into it, when I came back into the gun side of it, when I launched this show and everything in 2012, and I was looking at everything, at the moment, you know, everybody was employing something called a drop leg rig. And they had a two-point sling or a three-point sling or a single-point sling. And they were wearing body armor that had so many accessories put on it, I wondered how they didn't tip over. I mean, those guys had some cores on them, those people. And so I want to know, in your opinion, what's in and what have we learned? And why are some of these things in? So let's start with the sidearms and the sidearm stuff that goes with it. Not so much the guns, because the guns,
the guns can be whatever.
Yeah, they can be whatever. So holster-wise, are we looking at guns now being on the belt, off the belt, below the belt, drop leg, thigh rig? What is in currently? What is when you're training people?
Well, see, I don't think there's really. I don't think there's really an in or an out, and here's why.
Okay.
The and I've always known this, but, you know, as you were speaking, I was doing a mental review of, like, the evolution of kit and equipment. I'll speak to that in just a second. But
sure.
The cool thing about kit and equipment is use what works for you. Now, some things are environmentally driven. Some pieces of kit you're going to have just because of the environment you choose to work in. Some pieces of kit are like a pain in the butt. Like, for example, a leg rig, if getting in and out of vehicles and doing whatever, not fun.
Right.
The biggest issue is doing this mental review. Everything used to, like you stated, used to be on the LBE, the load-bearing equipment. Then if you remember, there was a short period of time where, you know, the shoulder straps and everything were just attached to a belt.
Right.
Then it went to, like, the vest, like a combat vest. Do you remember those days? It was just like, you know, a vest you would put on, zip up the front. But it had all your pockets and mag holders and stuff like that on it. That was found out to be too hot.
Okay.
Then with the utility of, I don't know who invented it, but, you know, the mall system, that went huge and changed the game over, you know, just putting your gear, attaching your gear with Alice clips, which, by the way, dude, back in the day when I was using that type of gear, I would cut a 550 loop and use and replace the Alice clips and use 550 to attach my gear once I got it in the right spot, to eliminate, you know, the clips rubbing.
Right.
But now everything since, you know, body armor became all the rage, you have, you know, your plate carriers, and then how are we going to do this? So they go to, you know, the mall. Basically, everything gravitated to being attached to the plate carrier itself, you know, wearing front and back plates.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the pistol belt that used to be just a belt turned into like a war belt that, you know, has everything mauled onto it. But see, the thing is, I still wear pretty basic kit. I don't have to, or I don't try or subscribe to having all of the, I guess, what could be considered cool guy stuff. Because I don't work in a cool guy environment anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I have the critical pieces, in respect to, you know, pistol gear, carbine gear, front and back plates, ballistic head gear. You know, I've got it to use were I to find myself in an environment that required that type of gear. But otherwise, I don't. I run pretty slick. You know, I carry. I learned a long time ago that just because you can doesn't always mean you should. And when you buy into these different types of kit and equipment setups, you know, you ask me what I saw during training gigs, and generally, people are carrying way too much gear. When you, you know, like I said before, just because you can doesn't mean you should.
Right.
And in respect to your kit and equipment and how you put it together, you need to start thinking about essentials first. And put your essentials together. And find out how much that weighs. Because the more unessential gear you keep adding to the pile works against you in respect to firing and maneuvering.
Right.
And not just keeping it essential gear, but how you wear it and place it on your body. Can you move? You know, you got it. Just because you can put it on doesn't necessarily mean it's in a location that it's going to stay there.
Right.
Or not impede your physical movement in some way or form.
Whenever I point that out, I always get these looks.
Pardon me?
Whenever I point that out, that when I'm like, okay, set it up that way, then put it on and tell me what you think, I always get these looks like, put it on. Excuse me. But we're coming up on the first break. I'm going to tell you what I've come up with, and I'd like your opinion of it. Because I'm glad you said it's whatever works for you. But that's all beside the point. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. As far as employing a handgun, I can't think of anybody who would teach anybody any better than Dave at Combat Speed LLC.
Appreciate that, bro.
And to find out what he's got going on, go check him out at combatspeed.com, on Facebook at Dave Harrington, Super Dave Harrington on Facebook as well. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington, and I'm talking about setups. I'm talking about gear and kit setups. And, I mean, when I was in the Army, the kit setup that we had was relatively simple. LBE, you had a belt. So you had, we had two ammo pouches that hold three each. Each ammo pouch also held two hand grenades. So that would be four of those each. We had a canteen or two. The more our first aid kit, which was hilarious, but now considering what they carry nowadays, everybody carries a trauma kit now, a blowout kit. We just had a bandage.
Yeah,
one bandage, and
exactly one bandage and a cravat, a drive-on rag.
Yep. So and all of that stuff. And that was it. You maybe had your poncho rolled up on the back of it. And back then, the ponchos were like these big, heavy tarps. They weren't those. Then I was there when we started getting the lighter weight ones, which were easier to wear. But we never trained unless I was in a school and we were training with blanks. We never trained with the ammo pouches full, for example, or with the ammo pouch is full and four dummy grenades on it. Or, you know, we never trained
right. All
the way blown. And I used to wonder about that. How was that going to work? Because the other thing I was told in Europe is that we had, and I mean, I had to put mine together, we had something called the ice pack, which was actually the stuff we would take off with. We wouldn't take off with our training mop suit, and we wouldn't trade, you know. And they even had different weapons for us, supposedly. So everything that we used in Germany was supposedly training equipment, and we actually had new equipment waiting on us, but we never trained with that. I never zeroed a second rifle. So,
right.
But out of that...
Well, I think they're problematic, but as part of your, your pre-mission or pre-combat checks, you would zero and make sure you knew where your rifle was hitting anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But I see your concern.
Yeah. All the time. But the in between then and now, I mean, I've seen some of these guys wearing all manner of things, like the LRV, which is a big wraparound Velcroing plate carrier that I what does it weigh, like 40 pounds, 60 pounds?
I have no idea, man. But, the kit evolution didn't start until like maybe the mid-'80s. Hadn't changed much. Since World War II, if you think about it.
Yeah.
Late 80s, certainly the early 90s, mid-90s is really when it took off. But now, today, it's like, people ask me, there used to be a few equipment companies back then, kit companies. But now it's like, I guess the cool thing to do is to make some cool stuff, because it's like there's a plethora of options out there now. And, people ask me often about, this, XM Model 123. What is that? I don't know. I'm not necessarily like a gear guy that can spit all that stuff out. I don't track it all because it's like almost impossible. You need Google to find out what's out there now.
Right.
Because it's that much of a choice. It's not a negative, man. And I mean, it's like, if you ever had your choice of kit and equipment, it's today. It's out there somewhere.
Right.
Or, like I have done on many different occasions, and one most recently for, pistol caliber carbine rig I put together. I just mixed and matched a bunch of components and made what I wanted. And it worked out real well. And, I was on a film shoot just recently, the Trigger Time TV film shoot. And a dude asked me, he goes, "Dude, where'd you get that rig?" And I'm like, "I made it." He's like, "What?" I'm like, "No, dude, I didn't make it, but I pieced it together and made it." Use your imagination. Just because it doesn't exist out there doesn't mean you can't, mix and match and select and have somebody, if you need to sew it together, get it sewn together. But
let me tell you what I put together, because I'm just looking for function.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Then bam, there you have it.
So when I was in the Army, the idea of the battle belt didn't exist, right? The big wide belt with all the molly on it and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've tried a few of those, and that's fine. But right now, at the current weight I'm at, I want something that I can put on snug, and at the same time, it's not strangling me.
Right.
So, because of the way I'm shaped and everything else, I needed to find something that I could put out there, and I decided I was going to suspend it. So what I did was I took the battle belt, and I know this is not, but you don't ever see these for sale together, but I took the battle belt, and I just went out there and found some shoulder straps and made what I think is the 21st century version of the LBE. Everything, right. Nothing is any deeper on the belt than one layer. I don't have any double magazine, especially not on the AR-15s. Right. But, I mean, I have four on the belt near. Right. I don't have any of the pistol beside it. I have the pistol magazines in front of the mag or in front of the holster on the right-hand side. I have a knife on taped to a strap. I didn't get too far. I should have gotten some 550 cord, though. I like that idea better than 100-mile-an-hour tape, although that's what we used to use back when I was in it. Right. And what I'm looking for is something that I can roll up small, put in a bag with the gun, right, and then put on really quick, pop, it's on.
Right.
And, I've got a sidearm. I've got some more ammo. It's got a blowout kit on it. I haven't right. even done anything like put a dump pouch in it. I probably should put a dump pouch in it, just a train in it. But what I like about it is it's fast on and it stays in place.
Right.
And I'm not strangling myself to wear it.
Right.
So.
Well, somebody out there calls them combat suspenders.
Yeah.
But they're made exactly for that to take, and you know, a lot of people think it looks goofy. And the fact of the matter is, it does look kind of goofy. But the benefit of the suspenders keeps the weight of the belt rig off your hips.
Yep.
And that is huge in respect to blood flow.
Yep.
Without restricting blood flow to your legs and your mobility, your flexibility, your range of motion.
Let me get you to hang on right there. Yeah. We're going to continue on with this. Talking to Super Dave Harrington about kit. What should you put together? Are there rules? Probably no rules. That's what you got to learn. There's no rules. It's what works for you. But we're going to go through all the permutations as we go along. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Kellogg's union workers are approving a new labor contract. Kellogg's and the bakery, confectionery, tobacco workers, and grain millers union both announced on Tuesday 1,400 workers will be back to work next week. The new labor contract is a 5-year agreement that includes raises and better benefits. Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker is announcing he's deploying up to 500 of the state's National Guard to hospitals to help with the surge of COVID-19 cases amid a staffing shortage. Massachusetts Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mary Lou Sutters, explains how those troops will assist the hospitals.
We've lost 500 acute care beds in Massachusetts because of staffing shortages. So by providing the non-medical side of the Corps, will hopefully allow them the ability to open up additional beds.
USA Radio News. Border Patrol agents in Yuma, Arizona, apprehended an illegal immigrant who allegedly has ties to terrorist groups. New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney reacts to the arrest on Fox Business.
We have heard, and it's been reported, that there are all kinds of people on the terror watch list coming across, and here's one who is impersonating a volunteer ambulance worker who's caught at the border, and that's how he gets across. And this is how simple and how easy it is.
Border agents previously arrested two Yemeni men who were on the U.S. terrorism watch list as they tried to cross into California from Mexico. The State Department says a group of 12 Christian missionaries who recently made it back to the United States weren't actually freed by members of a Haitian gang. They escaped. Ohio-based Christian Aid Ministries says the adults in the group decided to flee and made a daring escape. The gang kidnapped 17 missionaries in October. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave. We're talking about kit and kit, setting up your kit and everything else. Because one of the important things about setting up your kit is then once you do set it up, you need to go try it. See if it's actually going to work the way you've got it set up. You might want to change a few things. Let's move on to slings. How do you like to sling your weapon?
2-point. 2-point sling. I don't like single points. To me, I just can't maintain control of a carbine like I can with a 2-point sling. That's the only downside. It just depends. You know, there's some people that just love a single point sling. Well, drive on.
Right.
That's the cool thing about kit and equipment. Nobody's going to crack the code on it. The individual should be allowed to, you know, choose how and with what to set their gear up with. The train wreck is when you start working with organizations and it's really, it doesn't matter what size the organization is. It actually gets worse the larger the organization gets. But, you know, uniformity across the board can be very self-limiting. But normally in a combat environment, you know, that's when people can shift gears and, you know, do things out of the norm, so to speak. I can't remember who said it, but I can't even remember what he said. Anyway, moving on.
I remember getting in trouble. In Europe,
something
we got
along
in
the lines of, you know, the difference between a garrison soldier and a fighting soldier. Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
normally the garrison aspects of military life go away. So during combat, but
yes, they do.
The biggest concern that I have in respect to kit and equipment, you're talking about, you know, what people show up with today and blah, blah, blah. Nobody has ballistic headgear. I've not seen one person. Well, now it wasn't on the equipment list either. What I mean is, nobody of their own free will has shown up with full kit that included ballistic headgear. See what I mean?
I do. And, the interesting thing about ballistic headgear, they don't think nothing about going out and buying a plate carrier that is $300. And then the plates that, if you get ceramic plates, you're talking, what, at a minimum of $500 a pop if you're getting good ceramic plates. So you're $1,300 in on the plate carrier. Then you got to get pouches and magazines and all that other stuff. And then they come to the bump helmet or the helmet, which is not like the Kevlar helmet that I was issued. I actually like the skeletonized look on the helmet. But, they're what? They're a decent one is hitting about $500. And everybody's like, I don't want to spend that much on it. And then they're looking for something that just looks like that. This looks like it.
Well, what blows my mind is it's like people kind of don't understand the value of ballistic headgear. The thing about it is, now, imagine in your mind's eye, you're the opposition, and you're looking for me, and I'm using cover and concealment respectively, legitimately, even when you're in the open, it doesn't matter, and based on your physical firing position, what is generally always exposed? Your head.
Yep.
Or part of it, a portion of it. And it blows my mind that people don't connect the dots on that one, because I would rather have ballistic headgear than, front and back chest plates. It's all fun and games, but the headgear protects you from, just getting your bell rung. In a lot of different manners. And I can't encourage people enough to, if you're of a mind to be completely and fully prepared to function in respect to your kit and equipment, you should have ballistic headgear, period. It's not an option. It should not be considered an option. Yeah, it makes it difficult. Here's something else. Here's another angle that kind of works against people is, and it's purely psychological. You start adding. I'm going to try to quantify what I'm about to say. Let's say you're a USPSA legit masterclass shooter when you're slick. Then you put on all this kit and equipment, front and back chest plates, ballistic headgear, blah, blah, blah. Put on full kit, and you just went from a master class shooter to a B class shooter. That's how much that kit and extra gear is going to affect your physical ability to perform well. It does have an effect. The understanding is, train and practice, train like you're going to fight and fight like you're going to train. Whatever you do to condition yourself for the environment and preparation, whether it's, self-defense or open combat, you got to be on the ball. And by adding, this kit and equipment and gloves, they're all going to have a negative influence on your ability to perform well. So you're going to have to overcome that by training in the kit and equipment that you plan to fight in. And you just don't see people doing that. Not on a large scale. There's been periodically the times where I've had to, clean people up, so to speak, like, okay, you don't need this, you don't need that, you don't need that other thing over there, let's get rid of that stuff. before we start. And then depending on how things go, if you feel like it's absolutely necessary, you want to put it back on, then you can do that. The thing about it is, and it's just, it's an anomaly just like anything else. If you can afford it, you're probably going to buy it.
Right.
And again, just because you can doesn't mean you should. People buy all of this esoteric stuff that looks cool. It's expensive. You know, it speaks of itself, you know, if you show up wearing it. But do you show up looking like a big gumball, or do you show up like somebody that knows what they're doing?
Right.
You know, your kit and equipment really speaks to what you know and understand in respect to, you know, fighting. I mean, you know, guys, I've had guys show up at a gig and work out of their, you know, back pockets with their reserve max. I don't have, generally, I have an equipment list that I'll spec out for specific types of training, because the kit and equipment itself that's required is necessary for the smooth flow of training, how I have the training structure. So if you don't have the requisite kit and equipment, it's not going to go as smooth for you as it would someone that had the equipment. You see what I mean?
I do. Hang on right there. Last break. We're coming up on the last break. I want to get to that whole kit and equipment thing when we get back. Super Dave, you can find him on YouTube. The name of his channel is Super Dave Harrington. That's a good place to go, because sometimes he'll give you a little, you know, pro bono webinar there, if you will. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Youngevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Youngevity. TeamGaday.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington. We've been talking Kit. This is our last segment and everything. As far as employing something like an armor setup, I've always thought that is better suited in an urban environment versus, say, out in the forest. You know, because in the forest, you got so much natural cover around you. If you're moving around, well, except unless you walk up on a cleared space, I guess. But you get what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
So what do you think?
Well, man, I have to rewind and tell you that the key to setting up your kit and equipment is understanding what you're trying to accomplish, what you want to be prepared to accomplish. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So understanding the environment, like, for example, personal protection, yourself, not like a personal protection detail. I mean, individual protection. What is your job? What kind of employment? Does your employment require you to carry a firearm? Blah, blah, blah. What a lot of people don't think about is, you know, a lot of kit and equipment is necessary if you're going to be like a fire team member or part of a fire maneuver element. But if you don't understand the environment, you can't break down your mission essential task list. You see what I mean?
Yes.
If you can identify your mission essential task list, or everything that you need to know and be able to do to survive the environment, then there's going to be gaps in your kit setup. You know what I mean? And it's not just, the fighting tools, the firearms and requisite gear to service your weapons, but your med kit, what do you carry for medical, for first aid, you know, your own aid. And that's, something that's kind of an issue people, a different perspective is when I do a information push for a program, you know, I clearly state in there, you know, have, you know, your basic first aid stuff for itchies and scratchies and stuff like that, but have a trauma kit, because that kit is what we'll use to stabilize you. in the event we need to get you to where you need to go. The medical kit that you carry as part of your kit is for you, not for anybody else.
Right.
But if you want to, you know, be able to take care of anybody else, you better have that much more gear. But it all boils down to this. You identify gaps in your kit and your setup through training and practice. Through legitimate training and practice, the gaps in your kit, and it could be just an adjustment. I've always kept mental flexibility in respect to adjusting my kit and equipment, not only based on a task that I want to be able to perform well, but is it absolutely necessary that I be able to perform it? And as your skill or ability increases, you may find yourself having to make adjustments to your kit and equipment for that reason. And I can't think of a better reason. But overall, your gear has to be snug on your body, not, you know, tight enough where you're restricting blood flow. But it has to be snug enough to remain in place throughout aggressive physical movement. So there's a balance point there, and the individual is the only one that can call it. Leg rigs, people wear them way too low. You know, back in the day, you know, it was cool because that's how the, you know, gunslingers of the old West wore their rigs. And of course, that's, you know, primarily what we know of because of the movies.
Right.
And, it's, you know, a lot of people, they will adjust the height of the, leg holster on their thigh at a height that is with your arm relaxed, hanging by your side, you're able to put your hand around the pistol grip or the frame of the pistol.
Right.
That is too low. It's way too low. If anything, it should be about halfway up your thigh. When you drop your hand to the pistol, your arm should be bent at about a 45-degree angle. Then you've got the height right. Otherwise, if it's that low cowboy-looking thing, you know, you're basically painting yourself red because you don't know what you're doing.
Right.
I never wore my leg rig that low. It's simply a leg rig is just an option to get it off your side. That's all. And the leg rig came about when body armor was pretty much standardized as a must have. And it's actually kind of funny. The body armor of today is nothing like it was in the early mid 90s. It's probably at least just in the use of better materials is at least half the size, half the weight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So the leg option, if you can imagine having front and back plates in a piece of armor that is 3 to 4 inches thick. You know what I mean? And that's huge. You couldn't wear anything around your waist. You had to get it off your waist somehow. It's the little things, man. How does it feel? If it feels good, it probably is good. If it's too snug, you'll find that out pretty quick. when you start fine maneuvering and all of a sudden, you know, you've got restricted blood flow to your limbs, or if it's your upper body, you're having trouble breathing. You know what I mean?
Right.
So tight, you can't breathe. The other thing is being too loose. If you're constantly having to shift a piece of gear back into place, newsflash, it's called too loose.
Right.
Adjust it. You shouldn't have to, now periodically it's not going to be a big deal, but if you're constantly shifting a piece of gear back into place, it's too loose. Tighten it up. But be smart about how you set your kit and equipment up. My gear is set up to service my weapons, period.
Right.
That's the baseline action or purpose for my kit, is to be able to service my weapons, get them in action, keep them in action, or get them back into action. And from that baseline, you cannot go wrong. As long as you keep that in the forefront of your mind. And I'm talking about just the baseline kit of,
yep,
body placement, adjustment, and all that. But if I add a piece, how is that going to influence my ability to service my weapons?
Yeah. Listen.
If I need to. Go ahead.
We've run out of time.
Oh, dead gummit, well, man. I was getting excited, man.
Hey, well, there'll be another day.
I'm
we'll do it again.
I'm excited to be on the show, man.
We'll do it again. Well, you become a media monster, my friend, let me tell you. Listen, Merry Christmas to you. If I don't
Merry
talk
Christmas
to you again.
You as well.
And thank you. Coming up next, it's going to be, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Coming up next is hour number two, just me and you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.